Sif Vav. Vachein. Now, this is a bit of like a non sequitur, if you will, but since we're talking about proper ways, north, south versus east, west, he says also, Vachein Asr Lishon ben Mizrach Lamarev im Ishto Imo. If a person's sleeping in bed with his wife, and that means that he'll be with her, so then the Isr is that you can't have your bed, or you shouldn't have your bed arranged, Asr, forbidden to have your bed arranged, on the east-west axis. Rather, you should have your, I mean, the head at the west or east, and the foot at the other direction. Don't do that. But Nachon Lizahir, your bed should be north-south facing, in other words. But Nachon Lizahir, it's good, right, to be careful about how your bed is aligned. Afilu kisha'en ishto imo, even if your wife isn't with you. We'll see in a second, that means that it's assuming you're sleeping naked. Okay, now, it's a little more complicated. Halacha Vav, down Sifkan Yud Aleph, Ben Mizrach, the Mariv. So he says, Rak Yechavin She Rosha Shelamita Letzafon, the same way that we wanted your backside towards the north, now we want your head, Dafka, in the north, Umargloseha Ladarom, and the foot of the bed towards the south. So your head, your bed should be lined, head in the north, and feet in the south. Now, Ubechubas Menachem Azaria, he wrote in his tshuvas, Pasak Kamosha Kasav HaZohar Parsha B'Midbar. Like in B'Midbar, it says in the Zohar, it says that She Rosha Umar Glosesh Shalamita Zela Mizrach Zela Marv. It says all the way around. The Zohar says, no, your bed should be east west. I guess you're tapping into the Shekhinah there. V'Iskim Sham She Rosh Lamarv. And there it says, no, your head should be in the west, Dafke, head in the west, your feet in the east. V'Chin Kasav Bartzus Lachaim. The Artzus Lachaim agrees. Says, go like the Zohar, this is the Kabbalah Zakinim, go like the Zohar, meaning your bed should be not north-south, but rather east-west. So he says there, B'Shem Kamachronim. Makom, makom. Nevertheless, the Mishabura rejects that he doesn't like going after the Zohar. He wants you to go after the Machaber, meaning having your bed north-south, and he gives a good reason. He says, Tov Yosar, what's better is L'charchil and Linho G'Shulchan Aruch. Go to Shulchan Aruch, have your bed north-south aligned. Kibetshuvas Binyan Shel Simcha, he wrote, Kasav B'Shem Agra. He said the name of the Gra, who was no slouch when it comes to Zohar. She'amar Gam Kavanas HaZohar Huka Gemara. He said that the Gra said that if you learn the Zohar properly, it's the Maskana is the same as the Gemara, meaning you should be north-south facing, not east-west facing. But look at Perish HaRav Menachem Azariah Hanal. So the Mishnah Berurah wants you to have your bed aligned north-south, and he even holds that is like the Zohar, according to the Gra. So, fine. Now, on this point, the Aruch HaShulchan says, people don't do this nowadays. I don't know who those people are and what that means, but that's what he says. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz said, the minhag in Yerushalayim is not to be mocking for it at all, either way, because the houses are very small. But he said that the rest of the world is taka, makes an effort to line their bed north-south where possible, and more than that, I cannot say. That's that. But yeah. Sorry. Remember, if so, yeah.